I get so many comments just like this one. And this is what you want to do if your kid is having trouble getting to the sentence level. Okay, so your kid has to have at least 50 words in order to start combining them to two words. So that's the first thing we're looking at. Does this kid have 50 words in their vocabulary? So once we're like, okay, he has 50 words, we want to look at these 50 words. What are these 50 words? Are they all nouns? Because if they're all nouns, they're not ready to combine two words together. No one walks around combining nouns all day. We use different things together to form a sentence. So we need verbs, we need adjectives, we need a variety of words, to like prepositions. This will help us start combining words together. So we want to make sure we're modeling words like up, in, yucky, yummy, hot, cold, jump, walk, making sure we're modeling a variety of words. Okay, and then on top of that, we want to take their one word utterances and do the one up rule. So after our kid says one word, we model two words. So if our kid says ball, we can say red ball, or ball up, ball down, ball roll. We want to add on with just one word. And that's really important because your kid might be confused if they say ball and you say, oh, you see that ball over there? Wow, look at that ball. That's a bouncy ball. Ball's going up, ball's going down. That's a lot of words that your kid is hearing. And if they're already struggling with language, that just might be too complex right now for them to be hearing. So try modeling one word above what your kid is saying. It might sound a little funny when you're playing with them and you're only doing two-word utterances, but it will help them. Parents will comment on my video saying that when they went into an evaluation, they were like, oh, my kid says the full alphabet, and they said that doesn't count as words. And while it's not that it doesn't count as words, if a kid is at 50 words and all they're saying is numbers and letters of the alphabet, that's not giving us a good predictor of where they're at. They should be saying words, they should be labeling, they should be saying some verbs, some prepositions, all of those. Because if your kid's just, you know, producing 50 words and it's just the alphabet and letters, they're still gonna have a hard time expressing their wants and needs and creating two-word utterances. So I hope that this video was helpful.